Rabotai, we get to the last chapter of the Tikkun HaKlali, which is the last chapter of the Book of Tehillim. Okay, so it's chapter 150. And that is, of course, Hallelujah, Hallelujah al-Bekotcho, Hallelujah Birkiya Uzo. Now, we have the Malbim over here. So al pi devarim shehillel ad hena yomar hena yeshne mine hilulim. So there's two types of praises or songs that we sing to God. I'm on page 1292. Aleph she haliluhu bekotcho. Haynu Moshe Derech Shalom Baruch Hashem. Haynu lefia hanaga bakodesh lemala min ateva she hanaga al yedei malachim b'shem kotcho. Haliluhu berkiya ozo.
Oh, so that's interesting way of understanding those words.
Hallelu el bekocho is referring to the hanhaga of God. That's bekocho. That's up in the heavens, which is the hanhaga lemala min ateva, the hanhaga nisit. Yeah, the miracles that God does. And then hallelu berkiya ozo is the stuff that's berkiya, you know, from the heaven down. That's the teva. So you have to praise God on two levels, for the miracles that he does. That's Bekocho, in the place of Kadosh, which is in the heavens, and Birkiya Ozo, from the heavens down, that would be Hanagata Teva. That's the way the Malbim understands it. If you look at the Radak, Zeh Mizmor, Toda Rabba, Shu Chotem HaSefer. Okay, this is the finality of the book. The Radak is on 1293. Yesh Bo Shelosha Asar Hilulim. 13 hilulim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remez l'shlosh esrim midot shebehem manhiga el yitbarach et ha'olam. Okay, look at the yag midot. So that's an important one. Amarti l'halu el bekotcho v'olam ha'malachim. Like the Malbim said. V'al kach halu berki ha'uzo v'hu ha'galgal la'alyon ha'tashi'i. V'bechlalo kol ha'olam, which we were in that sphere, ki hu makif ha'kol v'ch amar uzo. Okay, that's where you see the strength of God. We see it in this world. So that's referring to this world over here.
What does it mean, over the ninth? The ninth world?
Yeah, because it is aren't there nine planets?
Okay.
So therefore, we are one of them.
That's what they mean, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Solar system. My very educated, what is it?
No, I think my, it's... Oh, maybe.
Something like that.
My very educated aunt.
My educated mother ate 9 pickles or something like that. Something like that.
That's the
mnemonic to remember the planet. So.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Right.
That's not where you're sitting in the garden.
So it says...
What does that mean? In the old days, the garden was reds, orange, yellows, greens. Now they changed the seat color.
Oh,
that's what it was.
Hallelujah, Briburota. Hallelujah, Kerov Gudlo. Okay, so again, Rashi's off now. Rashi's let us hang it. So he says in the Malbim, Hallelujah, Bigburotav, Hallelujah, Kerov Gudlo. So interesting. Bigburotav is it's a givura when God overpowers the teva and does a miracle. That's called givurotav, because the way God created the world is natural order. When He goes above the natural order, it's a kilo givura to break the teva and do something above. So therefore, Hallelujah, Bigburotav is connected. Hallelujah, El Bekocho. And then it's Hallelujah, Kerov Gudlo. Shazlo yase givurot et kaber ul shadir et teva. Malbim says, and God's not going to, you know, break the teva. Like if He Gudlo, the way He set it up from the beginning of the creation, Kerov Gudlo, like His greatness. So again, the Malbim is connecting pasuk Aleph. The pasuk bet Hallelujah, Hallelujah el bekocho is connected to Hallelujah bigburotav, and Hallelujah bekiya ozo is connected to Hallelujah kerov gudlo. We say it in the high holiday prayers. We say Oz beyadcha ugbura b'minecha v'shemcha nira al kol ma shebarata. So ugbura b'minecha. So Oz beyadcha must be talking about the left hand, because Ugbura Miminecha is in the right hand. And Oz B'yadecha is already the Teva. Ugbura Miminecha. Gvura is already God's right hand, he overpowers the teva, and he does what we call inyan of givura. So it's the same thing like you're seeing over here.
Where do we say that?
In the High Holiday Prayers. Oz b'yadecha, u'gvura b'minecha. Oz b'yadecha is danagat ateva. U'gvura b'minecha, we overpowers the teva through givura. Again, the famous Ramban, God likes the teva. He created the world in the teva way. He wants it to be predictable to a certain degree, because if it's not a predictable world, you can't live in a world like that. You don't know if the sun's going to come up today, if the moon is going to have its phase. You don't know certain speeds of things going to change constantly, so you don't know how to gauge things. If fire has different properties every single day, so you won't be able to live. You have to get the update of where the teva is holding. So Borei Olam created it where it's a constant. So he likes the teva. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made it like that. So it takes givura to overpower the teva and do a miracle. A miracle is an aberration, according to the Ramban. That's why the famous Ramban by Micha Shefal, Utechayeh, why the Torah is so against witchcraft and magic. Mm-hmm. If God wanted the world to run like witchcraft and magic, he would have made it that way. So you're doing something that Borei Olam didn't want. You're breaking the teva. The famous Ramban by Noah's teva. Why did Noah have to build such a big teva? Anyway, it was a miracle to fit all the animals. And he says, because Borei Olam doesn't want to, make the miracle, to minimize the miracle is better. As much as we can minimize the miracle, so he says, it was a big teva, it fit. And you figure it a little more, there's no way it could fit. But if it was a small boat, if you got on a raft, then it was clearly the miracle would be obvious. Again, that's the two hanagot of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Halleluhu beteka shofar. Halleluhu benebel vechinok. I guess these are now instruments. The Malbim says, we're in Gima, right? So Gima says, halleluhu. Al pi ze ya'amdu shne mine heludim im yehalelu bekodsho ubeburotav. Okay, sheze ye la'atid shiyu am kerobo. It sounds like it's the last chapter of that pasuk. Ve'az yehalelu betofu mahol. Lermoz she'ashem hu rosh ha-mahol. Bechol zot yehalelu gam ken betek ha-shofar shemore ha-harada shiyifhadu mirat ha-shem v'romimuto. Okay, the shofar obviously represents the Yirat Hashem, he's saying. Yitaka, Yir b'shofar, v'amlu yihiradu, that's the fear by the shofar. What does the Radak say? Halilu kerob gudlo, fine. Halilu teka shofar, u'bichlalo teka hasoserot. Okay, also the hasoserot. These were different ways we praised God with these different instruments. What is the first one? Teka shofar and nebel. Nebel is what? Also an instrument. Nebel v'chinor. Chinor is what? A harp. Halu betofu machol. Also a tof is what? A drum. Machol is a dance. Halu b'minim v'ugab, as she says. Min kilesh shidehem. If you look at the different type of instruments, if you look at the in Gimal in the Targum, Shabbahu yateh betki'ota de shofara, that's the shofar. Shabbahu yateh, praise him benibdin v'chinarin. Shabbahu yateh betupin u'behengin. Hengin is dances, circular dances. Shabbahu yateh behardublin. So he says behalilin. Halilin is flutes. Okay, all different. Halleluhu Mitzalsele Shama. What is Shama? So Rashi says Mitzaltaim Mashmeim Kol. Aha, the Mitzaltaim is what? The symbols? Okay, bring them together. And that gives a sound. The Sofonno says Shismihu Arechokim. So say the Shama, the far people are able to hear it.
When the Israelis say call, they say tzitzil. Is that comes from this?
Yeah,
ring?
For sure.
From this,
for
like,
sure.
It's a ring.
That's right.
Ring
tzitzil.
Me.
That's right. A ringing sound. Huh. Very good. Halu b'tzitzil the tirua. What is tzitzil the tirua? The Sforno says throughout Melech. It's the sound when the king comes. By the way, the Perusha read on tzitzil Shama minkli zemer uvehem shne kelim matechot. Two metal pieces. Shemakin zebaze. That's the symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the clappers are the symbols. And all different types of instruments over here. Now look at the Ibn Ezra over here. It's very, very interesting. Halub is the Sele Shama. Hema mitzaltayim haniskarim. בדברי הימים, זה הכלל, אין דרך לדעת אלה כלי הניגונים. So, you know, it's not for us to know what these instruments are, he says. כי כלים לניגונים הרבה ימצאו בארץ ישמעאל. ואנשי אדום, לא ראום. You have a lot, you know, in Europe, they never saw an anun. Till the Arabs took over Europe. You know, now they know what it is. Go show them at Terbeke in Rome. Never saw it. I guess go to Yerush Ishmael and show them an oboe. I never saw that either. So these are all different instruments that are unique to each society. Gam yesh be'edom kerim shelo shomu chachmei Ishmael. So it's all different instruments. You know, it's not important to know the exact instrument that is. Every society has their own instruments over here. Then he comes along and says, Kol neshama tehelel ya alleluia.
Isn't that called
the Ebenezer? Huh? No, that's the next one. That's the next pasuk. Kol neshama te'aleluya, aleluya. Okay, all the neshama. So the malbim starts. Ulam, bechol ofen, whatever instrument you're going to use, tetpashet tilat Hashem memrom kodesho ad klalut kol haberuim, ad shekol neshama te'aleluya. It's going to reach, you know, every human being. V'chein al kol neshima unshima sheyishafu ruach hayim v'chesed. On every breath, neshama melashon neshima. יעלו את השם על חסדיו וטובותיו ומעשיו ורבותיו. כידו חלו רחמך וחסדיך לא יתמו. כי מעולם כיוונו לך. אתה פמיליה? מעולם כיוונו לך. מקן, right. So you have over here, basically, every breath you have to praise הקדוש ברוך הוא על חסדיו וטובותיו. If you look at the Ibn Ezra now, Yahya pointed out, he says, "Amar Biuda, ba'avur heyot ha-menagen omen ne'imot al ha-kinor, v'yishtanu ha-ne'imot kifi arichut ha-ruach ve'kotzer ha-kol, o gavuto, o shifluto, o mihuruto." Right, every instrument depends how fast he's playing, how high, how low. Al ken chatam kol neshamat ha-liyah, v'rabi shua sferadi amar, ki zeh remez l'neshama al-yona shiva shamayim. Because he's referring to the neshama, or it's referring to kol neshama, every different
blowing hard and low,
right? And right, depending how much he blows into the instrument. So kol neshama, every neshama is a different you know, sound. One guy blows the trumpet high, one guy's a low, one guy's a long one, one short one. Everybody with his neshama, however he puts into the into the instrument, into the trombone, it's including everything, exactly. Well, that's his interpretation. That's a nice one. Metzudat David. Sedesa mikrom al halilu et ya. Praise ya. The Emiruan say, Kol mi sheyesh bo neshama v'nim rasket halil et ya. Okay, that's the, whoever has a soul should praise God. That's the basic interpretation. Basically, it's referring to, the praises of God through different instruments. So that places obviously a big importance on playing instruments to praise God. I mean, that was the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash. If you look at the Chumat Anach now. So Chumat Anach is the Chidah. Let's see if we can get some insights. Again, I don't know why this made it to the Tikkun HaKlali. Let's just say just the last chapter. I mean, what does this got to do with the Tikkun HaBrit and any of that? Huh?
Maybe that's done. Like you celebrate.
Well, we're celebrating. Yeah. We did it. Take out the instruments. Okay, that's possible. Look at the Chumat Anach. Hallelujah, Lord, because Rabbeinu Arizal Ramaz Kan Eses Sefirot. Okay, now he's starting. Halu b'kodesho keter. That's b'kodesho keter. Halu b'kiyauzo chokma. Halu b'gurotav bina. Okay, well, it makes sense. B'gurotav should be bina. It's on the left side. Halu k'rov gudlo. Gudlo is chesed. Right. Always gudlo is chesed. Hashem gedula v'gibura. Gedula is chesed. Gibura is gibura. So halu k'rov gudlo. That's chesed. Halu b'teka shofar. Gibura. Halu b'nebel v'chinor, tef'eret. Halu b'tof u'machol, netzach. Halu b'minim v'ugav, hod. Halu b'tzitzel shama, yesod. So there you go, yesod. So the symbols are yesod. Halu b'tzitzel teru'a, malchut. Okay, so now we know where each instrument, where it lands in the sefirot. Turn the page. Chumat anach, kol neshama tehalel. Okay. Berosh Sefer Teilim Patach Ashre. Right? Ashre Aish. Vehu Rashi Tevot. Avi Shlomo Rosh Yisrael. That's who David was, by the way. David was Avi Shlomo Rosh Yisrael, father of Solomon, the king of Israel. Why would he mention that in the beginning of the Teilim? Vehatam Kol Neshama Tehalel Ya, or Tehalel, Rashi Tevot Gematria, Mashiach ben David. Right, Kahat. That's the Shem Kadosh. Chaf, He, Taf, which will equal 425, which is the exact gematria of Mashiach ben David. Ki mizar'o yetzeh. Okay, so it's giving it a mazim in the first words and the last words. Bekatav Rabbeinu Ari, the Shem Chaf, He, Taf, gematria Shemi'ah. 425 is also the numerical value of Shemi'ah. Shubibina. Okay, ve'atesh shapid hu gematria Mashiach ben David. The Begeula Atida Yidgalu Nun Sha'are Bina Biyushpa Mechokma Shi Yud Abbeze Ya. The Yud is Chokma, the He is Bina. Vechoze Ba Yidea Torah Lishma Shi Ba'anava. And all this comes from learning Torah Ba'anava. Like we said the other day, that you have to have Torah, but you have to have humility with it. Ve'anav Shomro Shem Ya. כמו שכתב בנו עלי, זל, וזה נעוד סופו בתחילתו. אשרי האיש, אשר רומז לאימא. אשר, from אשרי. יוד חוכמה, so אשרי. It's referring to אימא and חוכמה, which is חוכמה בינה. וזהו אשרי. וזה על ידי שלא הלך. He didn't do anything else but what came בתורת השם חפשו. מהבא. וזה על ידי ענבה. תורתו יגיע יומם ולילה. Therefore what? לייחד. קודשה בריך ושכתה, והיה כעץ, והיה שם רמז יחוד קודשה בריך ושכתה בשם יא, והתמתקו הדינים שח ראשי תיבות כעץ שתול, שח דינים, וסופי תיבות קכ"ף כמטריה, רמז לקכ"ף אלוהים, the 120 configurations of שם אלוהים, הפלגמיים שתרבו חסדים, ושישראל יעסקו בתורה לשמה בענווה, תפרי ישע, גאולה לשמה, ויבוא משיח. בן דוד יזכור נחיל ללמוד בפיו יתברך, ואז יבוא משיח בן דוד, the benefit when משיח comes. ונזכה ונחיל ללמוד מפיו יתברך תורת חיים. The purpose of the Mashiach is to teach us Torah. לשלם ספר תהילים לקדוש של הלדים. So he wants to connect the connection between the Mashiachim, the beginning chapter and the second and the beginning and the end.
Rabbi, small question.
Yes, sir.
It seems like a daf. It's galu nun share bina. They put a nun sofit. I mean, we knew we're going to 50 share bina, but why nun sofit he puts in the middle? It galu. Nun
Sharebina. Unless he saw that in the
words, I looked for it. I didn't
there's
understand.
There's no Nun Sofit there. You know, the long letters always refer to the, you know, goes down to the into the Kali, like we saw the other day.
Right.
So it could be it's gonna metaken it. That's why they show it like that.
Okay.
Something to that effect. Okay. So that is the chapter.